Brother Joseph, the Bible talks in a few places about the abomination of desolation. Now, there is also the mark of the beast, which many people think is going to be the microchip, but this abomination, it's a mystery. Can you tell us what's your opinion about it?
Well, my opinion is not important. Let's see what the Bible says.
Okay.
So, the Bible talks about the abomination of desolation in Daniel 11, verse 31. It talks about the Antichrist will break the seven-year covenant, stop the daily sacrifice, and place the abomination of desolations. To understand all this, you have to put a connection. Daniel 9:27, seven-year covenant, stopping the daily sacrifice, breaking the covenant. Continuation, Daniel 11:31. Stopping the sacrifice and placing the abomination of desolations.
Placing where?
In the temple in Jerusalem.
Okay.
Okay, how do we know it's because Jesus said in Matthew 24:15 that when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, then flee, because there shall be great tribulation. Matthew 24:15-21.
Okay.
You understand?
So this abomination, the history of it is that the Antichrist makes a covenant of 7 years. In the middle, he breaks it. And in that moment, he puts the abomination of desolation in the temple, which will be built in Jerusalem.
Yeah,
and
because Jesus says that when you see the abomination of desolation in the holy place, that it means the temple in Jerusalem, because the holy place is used only for the temple in Jerusalem. Read Ezekiel 41, verse 4.
Okay, and the scriptures related to this, so the brethren can write them down, was Daniel 9:27,
Daniel 11:31, okay. Matthew 24:15-21.
All right. And what happens when the abomination is placed in the temple?
Okay, just a second. Rewind a little here. So what is, the question is, you ask, what
yes,
is the abomination?
Yes. How do you explain it?
Okay, so I believe that the abomination of desolation is the same image of the beast which the false prophet will tell the world to build for the Antichrist in Revelation 13, verses 11 until 18.
But they don't call it abomination there.
No, they call image of the beast.
And you think it's the same thing?
I believe it's the same thing.
What,
it
an object?
It doesn't say that, but because it talks happens in the same period of the Antichrist, the tribulation, and he places an abomination in the temple, and these false prophets will tell the world to make an image of the beast. I believe that's it. The image of the beast, Revelation 13, is the same abomination, Matthew 24:15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, of course, this is an interpretation. Take it or leave it.
Now, that image of the beast, often they picture it as a statue that's speaking. How do you see it?
No, an image can be anything. You look yourself in the mirror, that's an image.
But what? How do you explain the abomination
it's like,
and this image?
It's like, look, communism is an image of Karl Marx. Leninism is an image of Lenin.
Okay.
Stalinism of Stalin. You understand?
Okay.
Capitalism is an image of the capitalist. And so on and on, on. An image can be anything.
Okay. So what does that mean?
Okay, it means that this image will project the image of the devil, the Antichrist.
Mm.
Now, the image of the devil doesn't care about having some kind of a painting or a statue made of marble.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the false prophet telling the world, let's make a statue of marble. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we're talking to an atheistic world, a world that the devil has spent hundreds of years trying to convince that there is no God and there is no religion, there is nothing. How are they going to worship an image? It doesn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, in this scientific world, which the devil has programmed to worship science,
yeah.
What do you think the image will be? And plus, Revelation 13 says the image will speak.
Yes.
It will give him power to speak. Well, 2,000 years ago, this we didn't understand how an image can speak. And now we do.
Mm.
You know, now there are images made of plastic, metal, electronics, etc. with a screen, and those images can speak.
You mean computers?
Computers.
Ah.
Yeah, I didn't say it, you said it.
Are you saying the abomination of desolation is the image of the beast, is a computer?
I believe so. Because a computer, in fact, the internet system, not just a computer on a table, like 2-3 kilos of stuff. No. I'm talking about the internet system, the computer system. Like you go on computer, in a second you click and you have the whole world in front of you, whatever you choose.
That's true.
You like pornography, here it is. You like homosexuality, here it is. You like politics, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
You like views, sin, here it is. You know, whatever you like, you can also see Christianity if you want.
Okay.
Okay, that's the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's not what's going to be in the temple. That's not going to be the image of the beast.
So what's going to be in the temple?
In the temple, I believe, is going to be a terminal, the world's center of the computerized system by which the devil controls the world. Okay, let's try to understand the scenario here, okay? The devil has marked up everybody with the mark of the beast. Everybody has a mark of the beast, okay? Now, this mark of the beast is not going to be a rubber stamp on people's forehead, okay? Of course, no. It's going to be something that will stop people from going to heaven, will force people to go to hell. It's going to be something that the devil can control them, okay, which we believe is a microchip.
Yeah.
Most Bible scholars agree. It's the, why? It's the only device. A little microchip, very small, contains more than 250,000 electronic ingredients. So that's a monstrosity, all in a grain of rice. So I believe it's the only device has been created for that. It's radio activated, everything. So it's perfect to control people.
Right.
So it's a computerized thing. Now, what do you need? Okay, the leader of the world, the devil, the Antichrist, the world dictator that's coming. Or Revelation 13:3 says the whole world follows after him. To control some 6-7 billion of microchip or mark of the beast or whatever you prefer, electronics. What does he need to control that?
A bunch of computers.
Okay. What do you need to control thousands and millions of cellular phones?
A bunch of computers.
Can you do it without a computer?
No.
Of course, no. No way. So I believe that the image of the beast will be a computer. That computer will control the microchips. And by controlling the microchips of the world, will control the brains of the people who received it.
You're saying one computer will control all the microchips?
No, one computer. It's like the president of the United States, when he walks around, okay, wherever he goes over the world, he has a briefcase with him. An attaché, a guy behind him, follows. He has handcuffs in his hands, usually. In his wrist, he has a handcuff, and that is connected to a briefcase. So nobody can rob it. In that briefcase, sometimes they walk around with that. In that briefcase, there is a bunch of electronics, like a computer inside. And that has all the codes to start an atomic war.
Oh, boy.
You know, in a second, say, Mr. President, 1 second, please. Yes, sir. Say, Russia launch an attack in 15 minutes, United States will be blown up, obliterated. That's the plan, okay? That's the defense. He said, okay, open up, code, da-da. In 30 seconds or so, or a minute, puts the codes, activates, and all the atomic missiles from United States, from the atomic submarines, wherever, they just, they're launching, I think the space of 2-3 minutes at the most, to Russia or wherever the aggressive attack is coming from. Understand? So the briefcase controls all the computers, all the defense system, all the atomic nets America has all over the world.
I see. So you it's understand? Like a modern computer.
Okay, so the Antichrist is going to have that. He's going to have a rinky-dinky briefcase, or maybe a suitcase, or maybe whatever you want to call it, the image of the beast. From that, he will command, it's like a pyramid. Like the director of a whatever, director of a bank, sits in his office. From there, he commands the whole bank.
Yes.
In fact, the international banks, maybe the bank has 100 offices. It's commanded by an office where a guy is there with air conditioning, etc.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. So this abomination then is like a mother computer set in the temple in Jerusalem that will control all the other computers in the world and the microchips.
Yeah, basically controlling the microchip, you control the world, the people who carry the microchip.
All right. Is there anything else connected to this image of the beast?
Well, it's like, look, the image of the beast, in other words, is the computer, and through the computer, people can have access to the internet, which is going to be more demonic than it is. They can access homosexuality, pedophile, whatever they want, all kinds of sins. Okay, so basically the internet is going to be, that represents the system of the world, the system of the devil, the world systems that the devil has created. It represents everything the devil has made in this world, the Antichrist world, the political system, the banking system, the pornographic system, the perversion system, the movie system, the satanic Hollywood, and the satanic movie, everything, the image of the beast, everything the devil has created, you understand,
the spiritual
as
evil.
Opposed to God's beautiful creation, is the devil creation, this world, all these things I just listed, the image of the beast, the image of the devil, you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
God help us. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Joseph.
Praise the Lord.